With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith. Candidates running to represent Montana in the U.S. Senate met for their first televised debate Sunday morning. The Democrat and Republican work to contrast themselves as control of the Senate hangs in the balance. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports.
Democratic incumbent U.S. Senator John Tester and political newcomer Republican Tim Sheehy, in their opening statements, highlighted their backgrounds as a farmer and a Navy SEAL. The debate was hosted by the Montana Broadcasters Association. Third-party candidates were not invited. Sheehy now owns an aerial firefighting company in Belgrade, but served in the U.S. Navy for over a decade.
And you learn a lot in military service. You learn the power and the greatness of this nation. You also learn the incredible, solemn responsibility you have as a leader when you're entrusted with other people's lives.
Tester highlighted his roots in Montana as a third-generation farmer from Big Sandy.
The bottom line is Montana is changing. We're seeing a lot of folks come into the state, rich folks, that want to try to buy our state, to try to change it into something it's not.
Tester looped Sheehy into that group, saying Sheehy contributed to the state's affordable housing crisis.
We've had a lot of folks move into this state, a lot of folks with thick wallets, a lot of folks that drive up the cost of housing.
Sheehy is a multimillionaire, founder of two companies, owns a cattle ranch and luxury properties in Big Sky and on Flathead Lake. He moved to Montana in 2014. Sheehy agreed the government needs to address the housing crisis. He said he's created jobs and that the American West was founded by newcomers.
If you're not from here, John Tester doesn't think your voice matters, apparently.
Sheehy said it's time for change in representation. He pointed specifically to Congress's lack of action on immigration policy.
Time and time again, Joe Biden and Senate Democrats, including John Tester, have had the opportunity to shut down that border, pass legislation to do so. Instead, we've had messaging bills that are nothing but political theater that have continued this terrible border crisis.
Sheehy says he supports legal immigration, but wants to see the southern border wall completed and restrictive policies put in place by former President Donald Trump reinstated. Tester said he supports Biden's recently unveiled plan to significantly restrict asylum for migrants at the southern border. Tester says Republicans are at fault for blocking bipartisan immigration policy.
Quite frankly, people were told not to vote for it because they wanted to keep it a political issue in this country. It's one of the reasons my opponent said he wouldn't vote for the bill if he was in the Senate before the bill was even released to read.
The candidates were in agreement on U.S. support for Israel and its military campaign against Hamas. Sheehy has previously called for unconditional support for Israel.
The scrutiny that the Israeli military is being put under right now is completely unfair. Nobody wants civilians to die in battle. I've been there. I've had to pull dead kids out of buildings. It's a terrible thing. But you have to, at some point, execute the objective.
In the most recent escalation in a decades-long conflict, Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th, killing more than 1,100 people and taking 250 hostage. Since then, Israeli forces have killed more than 30,000 people, although an official total is unconfirmed. The International Criminal Court is seeking arrest warrants for both Israeli and Hamas leaders for crimes against humanity. Tester echoed support for Israel.
The fact is that we cannot turn our back on Israel. If we do, it's bad for us. It's bad for that region. Gives more instability to the world.
They found their starkest contrast on abortion policy. Sheehy said he supports regulations on abortion, although wasn't specific on what those would be. He says he supports the right to terminate a pregnancy in cases of rape, incest, or a life-threatening emergency. He painted Democrats as extremists.
Elective abortions paid for by the taxpayer up to and including the moment of birth. That's barbaric. That's what China and North Korea do for population control.
According to CDC data, less than 1% of abortions occur after 21 weeks gestation. Abortions moments before or after birth are already illegal. Tester called Sheehy's argument BS and said he supports the right to access abortion.
Nobody's talking about government taxpayer payment for abortions. What we're talking about is who makes the decision. Do you want a politician or a bureaucrat or a judge to make the decision? If you do, vote for him. If you want the woman to make the decision, vote for me.
Tester and Sheehy will continue vying for voters through the summer and fall. The candidates and outside special interest groups are expected to spend tens of millions of dollars in advertising to aid in those efforts. In Helena, I'm Shaylee Rager.
With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith.